Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 911-333-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Baugan?
Este verano es el momento perfecto para que tu empresa se ponga a tono con el inglés. Los cursos semanales de 20 horas Impact en empresas son la respuesta. Pero escucha, ahora os lo ponemos más fácil. Nuestros profesores Baugan se trasladarán a vuestras instalaciones para que podáis realizar estos cursos intensivos en vuestras oficinas. Más información en el teléfono 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Baugan o en baugantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
En Baugan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Baugan o en baugantienda.com.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Baugan Radio.
Everybody, welcome back to the Drive Time Show. It's 7 o'clock. Just like that, it's 7 o'clock in time for our final half hour of this Drive Time program for Wednesday afternoon, the middle of the week, the first day of summer. The summer solstice is here. San Juan is around the... St. John, do we call it? Is around the corner.
Chachi Piruli.
Yeah, he's coming up, everybody. And we... Oh my gosh, lots to look forward to. Lots to look forward to. And why don't we begin this half hour? Why don't we begin this half hour with an interactive section? How about today's What's That Sound?
What's that sound?
What's that sound? All right, what's that sound, everybody? The way this works, Tino's going to play a sound, and we're going to try to guess it. Vamos a adivinar. Well, we're going to try. Anyway, we're going to try to guess it. If you want to participate, Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
I'm Kyle Miller.
That's right. You can write in. I'm Kyle Miller is a name on Twitter. Let's hear that sound. Ooh. Cuidado, eh? Careful. Good one. I like that sound. But I'm not sure what it is. Let's hear that sound one more time. Interesting. Interesting. All right. You can write in and tell me what it is. Talk about it a little bit later on in the Drive Time Show. But now, I want to take a moment and look back at your answers to the Twitter translation. Because we haven't done that yet. We had at the start of the show, te advertí que haría mucho calor. Claro. Well, it's summer already, right? Te advertí que haría mucho calor. Let's see what people are saying on Twitter. It's time to explore your answers on Twitter. Manuel says, I warned you there will be quite hot. There will be hot? You can't, no se puede decir. No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. it would be. Now, Joaquin said, I warned you it would be boiling. Oh, that's a good one. Boiling. Como hirviendo. No, el agua. It will be boiling. Raquel says, I warned you it would be really hot. That's a good answer, too. Very hot. Really hot. P. Botica says, I warned you it would be very hot. Carlos, I warned you it'd be very hot. Paula, I warned you it would be very hot. Correct. La tia, I warned you it would be very hot. Manolo, I warned you it would be very hot. Juan Antonio, I warned you. Yeah. Everybody's got the right answer. Beatriz, I warned you that, which is optional, that it would be very hot. I warned you that it would be very hot. Yes. Te lo advertí. Bueno, te advertí. No? I warned you that, if you want, with or without that, it would be, right? Que haría calor. It would be hot. We can't say there would be heat. There will be heat, no. It's hot. Hace calor. To be hot. And it always reminds me when I think of this, you know, in English, we use the verb to be. I'm tengo calor. In English, you say, I'm hot. I was so hot this afternoon, I was sweating. I was walking down the street. And it reminds me, I've told this story a lot, many times on the radio. You know the story, right, Tino? I go into the office. This is true. When I first came to Spain and I was teaching English in the office of a very big company. One of the biggest companies in the world, actually, in their office in Madrid. I was teaching English there every day. So I'd see the same people, the receptionist every day. I'd see her, Anna. I'd say, ah, ¿qué tal? Hello, Anna. How are you? Good morning. And I said, oh, I'm gonna use my Spanish. I'm going to start using my Spanish. So I went in, but it was the end of June. It was around this time of year. And I went into the office, and she said, ah, buenos días, Kyle. ¿Qué tal? And I said, bueno. Estoy muy caliente, I said. Hoy, estoy muy caliente. And she said, no, you can't say it. I said, what do you think? You can't say that. I made every mistake. I'm a, as you say in Spanish, sinvergüenza. But this is the key to speaking English properly, to doing anything, really. You got to take a chance. You got to use your resources. You know, so instead of saying, you know, I'm not sure, so I'm just going to try to say it in English, or I'm going to, not going to say anything. Yeah, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to step outside my comfort zone. And I said, yeah, I said, estoy muy caliente.
But then, what, are you crazy?
But she said, no, you can't say that. So yeah, I learned the hard way, but, I've made every mistake you can imagine. Going to the restaurant, and instead of ordering lentejas, ordering lentillas. Bueno, ¿qué tiene de sopa hoy? ¿O de crema? Bueno, dame la crema de lentillas. ¿De lentillas? Yeah. I've made every mistake you can make, but it's a question of being, you know, not worrying about it. Just, you know, going for it. Taking a chance. Doing it. Not being afraid. That's the key. Anyway, the lines are open, folks, on Twitter for the, we never close them. But people are writing in about our sound, our what's that sound? And we'll have a look at that a little bit later on. But for now, why don't we go ahead with our awesome adjective?
A, amazing. B, beautiful. C, cheap. D, dirty. E, expensive. F, friendly. G, good. H, happy. I, interesting. J, jealous.
Awesome adjectives.
That's right, awesome adjectives. Today's awesome adjective is slippery. Slippery. Resbaladizo. Slippery. Right? Resbalar, to slip. So the road, be careful because the roads are slippery. It's a slippery slope. That's a good expression. It's a slippery slope, right? Like a hill that is slippery, which a slippery slope means once you start to go down, once you start to do something, you might get addicted. It's like, you know, if I drink a Coca-Cola during the show, today, well, it's a slippery slope. I might start wanting a Coca-Cola every day during the show. Once you start it, you get hooked on it. It's a slippery slope, we say. But no, the adjective slippery, it means, yes, when something is very smooth and you can slip, resbalar. Like snow, like the roads in Canada in the wintertime. When it snows, the roads get slippery. Slippery. Yeah. You got to be careful because the roads can get slippery very easily. Or, you know, if there's oil, like an oil slick. We talked about that the other day. Oil on, you know, makes, reduces the coefficient of friction and makes something slippery. Smooth and slippery. S-L-I-P-P-E-R-Y. That's today's awesome adjective. Slippery. How about that? Okay. Hey, why don't we have a look at a little bit of grammar? People enjoy grammar, right? Let's take a look at this with today's section we call What's the Difference?
Like. Make. Do. Go. Come. Take. Bring.
What's the difference?
Well, yesterday in our What's the Difference section, we talked about the present perfect and the simple past. And I said, I was here. I was here yesterday. And now I have been here for, I'm here now and I've been here for an hour and 15 minutes. But here we have the difference. I want to talk about something that's often confused, which is the present simple and the present perfect. Because in Spanish, you often use the present simple in a way that we use the present perfect. Like you say, estoy aquí desde hace una hora. Estoy aquí. Bueno, estoy aquí. I'm here. Present simple. I'm here. Estoy aquí desde hace una hora. You cannot say, I am here since. No. I have been here. So you have to frame, you can't directly translate. You have to think about this in your head and say, okay, estoy aquí desde hace. We're talking about something that started in the past and continues up to the present inclusive. This is our definition of the present perfect. So I've been here for an hour and a half. Or I've been here since. I've been here since 6 o'clock. Right? Estoy aquí. I'm here. Estoy aquí desde hace una hora. I've been here for an hour. Okay? So we could say, I'm sitting. I'm sitting in a chair. I've been sitting in a chair for about an hour and 15 minutes. Trabajo con él. I work with him. Trabajo con él desde hace mucho tiempo. I've been working with him for a long time. Now think about that, and think about the pronunciation as well. I've been working with him, for a long time. Right? Dirijo esta empresa. I run this company. Dirijo esta empresa desde que la fundé. I've been running this company since I founded it. Since I founded it. Está lloviendo. It's raining. Está lloviendo. Bueno, lleva todo el día lloviendo. It's been raining. That's not true. It's been raining all day. El tanque está lleno. The tank is full. Present simple. Very simple, right? That's why we call it the present simple, because it's so simple. The tank is full. El tanque está lleno. The tank is full. El tanque está lleno desde ayer. The tank has been full since yesterday. Desde. Since. Since is followed by a moment, a punctual period in time, right? Since yesterday. Desde hace un día. For a day. It's been empty for a day. It's been empty since yesterday, right? For is followed by a period of time. Since is followed by a moment. These are the things that if you're a regular listener, you say, Kyle, I've heard you say that, you know, 80 times probably or more, maybe 100 times. We've done almost 1,000 about 1,080 shows, right, Tino? 1,080? Around there. 1,080, yeah. And we've done about 1,080 shows, and I probably talked about things like this, like for and since, probably 100 times. Because it's important. And if you learned it from the first explanation, there'd be no need to repeat. If people could learn English by listening to an explanation, like reading a book, a grammar book, and learning it and then applying it without fail, correct, every time, I wouldn't have a job. None of us at Vaughn would have a job, because you people learn through repeating the correct structure over and over, and through practicing. It's like learning to play the guitar. You can't just pick up a book and say, oh, that's the A chord and the G chord, and then 5 minutes later you can play like Eric Clapton. No, you have to practice, right? You have to practice and develop agility, moving your fingers through the various chords and learning the technique and committing it to your muscle memory, right? And it's the same thing with speaking a language. So, yes, I've explained this concept before. Desde ayer, since yesterday. Y desde hace una hora, for an hour, since and for, and things like this. I've explained many times, but the repetition is key, right? And by repeating over and over, you can gain fluency. Let's do two more, okay? Esta revista es interesante. This magazine is interesting. And by the way, three syllables, interesting. Not interesting, no, interesting. Interesting. This magazine is interesting. Esta revista es interesante desde que cambiaron el formato. This magazine has been interesting since they changed the format. So since a moment, there was one moment, you know, 5 years ago when they changed the format, and at that moment it became interesting. So now it's interesting. And it's been interesting since they changed the format. These are the little details that if you master, you know, so many people, you need to master these things. Don't worry so much about phrasal verbs. Don't worry about expressions and all these, as you say in Spanish, adornos of the language. Yeah, they're nice to learn, but you only after you have mastered the basic elements, like what we've been practicing now. Okay, we'll take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio. ¿Quieres ganar confianza con el inglés y mejorar tu comprensión auditiva? Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. En Vaughan Town convivirás con voluntarios nativos angloparlantes durante todo el día. Es una dosis concentrada de una estancia en el extranjero. Este programa es ideal para personas que llevan un tiempo estudiando inglés y necesitan practicarlo de verdad, y para aquellos que buscan resultados sustanciales e inmediatos en poco tiempo. En solo 6 días duplicarás de forma asombrosa tu comprensión auditiva de distintas variedades del inglés y tus habilidades para comunicarte en inglés. Ganarás confianza con el idioma y perderás la vergüenza a hablar en inglés. Ven a Vaughan Town y vive una experiencia de 6 días equivalente a 500 horas de clase.
En Vaughan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Oh, Technology Today.
Technology Today, everybody. It seems Amazon is really becoming the vendor of everything, right? Years ago, it was books, right? Amazon, when Amazon first came out, Amazon was in English, Amazon. It was primarily books. But now they're selling everything, and they have a new initiative, a new feature, where they're going to sell clothing that you can try before you buy, right? To try on the clothes before you buy. It's called Prime Wardrobe, and it's a subscription service that lets users try out clothing and accessories for free. Yeah, they want to make clothing purchases easier with a new program it plans to launch called Prime Wardrobe, a service that allows customers to order clothes, keep them for a week, and return whatever they don't like for free. So you get it for a week. That's pretty good, right? Now, Prime Wardrobe shares some similarities with other try-before-you-buy programs, such as stores like Nordstrom's, you know, and some higher-level, you know, stores have things like this. But it's interesting because this is an online shopping experience. You can buy it. You'll have it delivered to your house, and you can try it on. And then if you don't like it, you arrange to have someone come and pick it up and take it away. You never have to leave your house. How lazy do you have to be, though? That's the question. I don't know. Personally, I don't really shop on Amazon. I guess I do like the idea, and it's an impressive business. Now, they also have a service. Someone was telling me today, they're also launching a service where you can get your clothes washed and ironed through Amazon. So there'll be a service where you go online and you say, look, I got two shirts, or I have eight shirts that I want you to pick up. Someone comes to your house, they pick up your clothes, they take it away, they iron it, they bring it back, and you order it through Amazon. So you can order, you know, you can be buying clothes, you can be buying a couple of books, and while you're there, maybe you get your clothes ironed. While you're online, you get it ordered anyway, and then someone comes and maybe they deliver something you've bought, and at the same exchange, they pick up your laundry, right? Laundry, by the way, which is clothes and also things like bed sheets and towels and things that you wash when you put on the wash and wash your clothes. We call it doing the laundry, washing the laundry, laundry. But anyway, so Amazon really branching out and becoming a company that offers, it seems more and more like almost everything. Anyway, there you go. That is our technology, Amazon in the news again for technology today. And, hey, why don't we go ahead and have a look at today's paragraph of the day?
Paragraph of the day.
Now, the paragraph of the day. Our paragraph today is as follows. Robert was the son of a millionaire newspaper owner, and was being groomed to follow in his father's footsteps. He attended private schools in Switzerland and got a degree at Oxford, followed by a position at a London newspaper. When his father died, he took over the family business. His energy and brilliant strategic thinking quickly made him the leading newspaper publisher in Europe. He did well. Well done, Robert. Robert was the son of a millionaire newspaper owner. Robert era el hijo, el multimillonario dueño de un periódico, y estaba empezando a prepararse para seguir los pasos de su padre. Right? And he was being groomed, G-R-O-O-M, to groom, like you groom a dog, you clean, you wash and clean your dog, but also to groom someone means he was being professionally guided, professionally prepared. He was being groomed to follow in his father's footsteps. Para seguir los pasos de su padre. To follow his father's, or in his father's footsteps. He attended private schools, right? Asistió. Bueno, fue a colegios privados en Suiza. Ooh. He attended private schools in Switzerland and got a degree at Oxford, followed by a position at a London newspaper. A position, un puesto de trabajo, a position at a London newspaper. When his father died, he took over the family business. Cuando su padre murió, tomó el control de la empresa familiar. He took over his family business, or the family business. His energy and brilliant strategic thinking quickly made him a leading newspaper publisher in Europe. So there you go. Our paragraph of the day. So he had inherited, well, he was in a family that ran a newspaper, but he was also prepared. He didn't just fall into the job. He made himself very prepared. So when the time came and his father passed away, he inherited the role, but he was ready to do it, and he did a great job. And that's our paragraph of the day. Hey, why don't we have a look quickly at the responses, shall we? Let's have a look at the responses, first of all, on Twitter, to our sound. Can we hear that sound one more time, Tino? Mm. Nelson writes in and says, someone's trying to close the door, but there's something behind it. Well, he said avoiding, but I guess you could say blocking it, like a table. Hmm. Is it someone trying to close a door, Tino? Hmm. Let's see. Valentino says, Tino slammed the door by wrenching it. How horrible. Well, okay, wrenching it? Okay, like closing it really hard? Okay. Someone is trying to start an old truck, says Jaime. Arrancar. Start an old truck? I don't know. That's a guy. I like that thinking, though. That was Jaime. Was it someone closing a door, Tino?
Oui, caché.
Almost. He says almost. It was almost it. Ah, un cajón. A drawer. A drawer. Ah, one more time. Oh, yeah. Someone closing a door. A drawer. Yeah, a drawer. Okay, very good. Now, we also have, I thank everyone for their participation there. We also have a lot of people writing in on Twitter. Writing in on the Vaughn Radio app, participating. My question today was, you can hear Drive Time every day, A, on Vaughn Radio, B, in Vaughn Radio, C, at Vaughn Radio, or D, to Vaughn Radio. En la radio. In English, we say, oh, I heard the news on the radio. On the radio. So the correct answer is A. And my gosh, we have 85% of people with the right answer. So well done. Great job, everybody. 85% of people with the right answer. We're almost out of time. One more time, I just want to remind listeners of my Canada Day party, Canada Day breakfast. I'm talking about July 1st from 10 to 2. It will be at Ancora Madrid, which is Calle Trafalgar 6 in Madrid. I'm going to host a free, but charity. If you want to make a donation to the Cancer Society, that would be the charity. We have a little Canada Day party going on. I hope you can attend. It's sure to be a lot of fun on Saturday, July 1st. I hope to see you there. I'm out of time, but stay tuned because Dave Boys is here with the salad in 2 minutes. And I'll be back tomorrow, folks. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.